The annual Collard City Growers Plant Swap is taking place this Saturday, May 11th from 12 to 2 p.m. And I'm excited to have Ellie Irons with me in the studio to talk a little bit more about what to expect and the upcoming season in the garden. Welcome back.
Thank you. Yeah, pleased to be back and so excited we've gotten to plant swap season.
Yeah, I feel like many people get very excited about plants. There's been a boom since, I would say, maybe COVID. Mm-hmm. I'm more of an indoor plant person. I think you are more of an outdoor plant person. And it's for both of us.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, you'll be able to bring plants and take plants away, and it's all free. That's the spirit of Plant Swap, is you can bring cuttings from your house plants that you'd like to share with the community. You can also bring any seedlings you've started that you don't think you're going to be able to use. You can dig up chunks of stuff from your garden that's easy to separate and just bring them in pails and buckets, and folks show up with all manner and types of plants. And then we usually will offer some from the garden as well, and you can take some away with you as well. You don't have to bring plants to take plants necessarily, so feel free to come as you are.
Maybe some listeners haven't been to Collard City Growers. What makes this garden model unique from other garden models? What are the base principles of Collard City Growers?
Sure. So Collard City Growers has been running for more than a decade now, and it has been shaped by the fact that it started out as a double-wide vacant lot that had been buildings, and has been building gradually into a kind of permaculture style garden, meaning, there's lots of different ways to think about that term, but that it's plants that are perennial, meaning they live from year to year rather than an annual crop that like dies back each year. We do have annuals as well, but we have a lot of like fruit trees and vines and other plants that produce year after year without needing to be replanted. So it means there's like a little lower maintenance in some ways, or a different kind of maintenance. And it also forms more of an ecosystem is the idea, rather than a garden that you turn up each year and plant new plants. We also do have annual beds, so we'll grow, we grow collards, Collard City Growers, and other greens. We have herbs. We just started our sugar snap and snow peas, so we have that kind of thing happening in the garden as well. But we really look at it as like a both biologically and culturally diverse space, because we're interested in having foods and medicines and plants that will serve the widest array of our public as possible, which includes humans and non-humans as well.
Gardens can sometimes feel intimidating to enter into, or the medicinal properties of plants is something that I had to learn it, for example. Can you talk about how anybody can come in and it's a way to learn about the medicinal properties and the permaculture models of the garden, but everyone can come in as you are, no matter the level of knowledge in the plant world?
Totally, yeah. We like this to be a space that is welcoming for education. We don't think about it, and we're getting educated by the space ourselves all the time by what the plants want to do. So I'll include the plants and the land as the educators. But for those of us who've worked in the garden for a long time and have learned from it, we like to have the garden serve that purpose for other folks. So when you walk in, you may see, whoa, there's so much greenery here, and I don't necessarily know my way around. We're doing our best to have food get produced, but to have it be a place where people are able to learn what it's like to harvest a collard green or snap a pea, or learn the difference between a garlic plant and a blade of grass, which at this time of year look kind of similar. We're actually working a lot right now. One of our projects is legibility in the garden. I mean, it always has been, but you'll notice
a whole bunch of signs have popped up.
If you come to the garden, all the beds are labeled now. This has been an ongoing project, and we hope to have a big map up soon that will kind of allow you to map what's in each bed to the map and kind of get a better sense of like what is growing in each bed, because it can be overwhelming. But we also love to just walk through the garden with people and pluck things and eat them and smell things. You can go on a smell and eating tour of the garden with someone who knows their way through it, and it's really fun.
Yeah, it's a real reprieve from the asphalt jungle around it. Mm-hmm. Especially, you know, all the senses, those, right now the lilacs are out, which yeah. we don't have lilacs in the garden, but like...
Right down the street.
totally, right there. Parents have been talking about ways to get their kids involved around here. And there will be opportunities this summer with the open garden hours. Isn't that right?
That's right. Yeah. So the plant swap is kind of our official opening of the season. We've certainly been in the garden plenty before, but the plant swap mics are opening. And then every Friday after that, we're going to be in the garden from 3:30 to 5:30 p.m. And every third Friday is going to be a community work and play day where we're going to provide activities that are family oriented for, it can be for adults, for kids and adults, or, you know, just to get people in the garden working, but also doing some family-friendly, kid-friendly education. So the garden will be open every Friday, but we'll be specially geared up to make it an educational experience on third Fridays.
And it is quite attractive for the young people. There have been, you have kids, a lot of the other people who are involved in the garden have kids. So it is a really beautiful way to blend these different social circles of these children as they are, you know, learning their social way around the world.
Totally. I mean, I think this programming comes out of having observed the way the kids have interacted in the garden over, you know, previous seasons and wanting to really be able to formalize some of that a little bit, but then also continue with the kind of organic play that we really love seeing in the garden also.
All right. So this Saturday is the plant swap from 12 to 2. Visitors will be able to meet some of the Nature Lab staff and the sanctuary staff. As we mentioned, I'll be bringing some houseplants. I've got these succulents that need some new homes. I'm more of an indoor plant person because I don't have an outdoor garden other than coming to Collard City Growers. Other people have the space and have these wonderful gardens. What have previous plant swaps looked like?
Oh, goodness. So it's an organic event in that it, you know, it takes arc over a couple of hours, and there's these waves of arrivals of plants. So you might show up at the beginning and be like, oh, there's no tomatoes. And then the tomatoes are going to show up at like 1:30. So we invite you to like find a way to kind of hang out in the garden and maybe take a tour around campus. You can go walk up to Freedom Square and see the fruit trees in bloom. You can walk down to the Nature Lab yard and take a peek at our new watering can sculpture. There's a lot of fun stuff on campus right now. So, yeah, I think it really is a kind of luck of the draw, what shows up at what time. I'm planning to dig up some of my ostrich ferns from my backyard because I've got a very shady backyard and they're doing well. And then I think I said earlier, you know, we can always dig up things from the garden that divide well. So we'll usually, you know, send people away with anise hyssop. We've got raspberries. We've got a lot of different herbs that can be easily divided. So...
Yeah, those plant starters. We always make more starters than we can. This is a great time to kind of share and swap. And this year, last year was kind of marked by a frost that came in right after the bloom was starting, which it was a bit of a damper to some of the fruit trees and all of that. What does the garden look like this year in the growing cycle?
Well, it does look like, despite that ice storm that we had, like our fruit trees have come through okay. So it looks like we're going to have cherries and peaches this year, which we were really sad not to have last year. We had like 5 cherries, I think, like I count them on one hand. So that's looking really good. We've got asparagus. We've got overwintered kale right now that's been delicious because it was like, I think it has to do with the mild winter. I'm assuming I've talked to other folks around town who have delicious overwintered kale right now. Our garlic is looking great. That'll come out of the ground in July. And yeah, the beginnings of all the berries that are kind of come into season later. Right now you can harvest mint and sorrel, and rhubarb is just coming. There's a range of beautiful stuff happening in the garden. Some stuff's still flowering. Some of the fruit trees, a little bit of flowering left, kind of past that season.
Wonderful. Listeners can learn more at our website, mediasanctuary.org. You can also just drop in from 12 to 2 this Saturday. Ellie Irons, thank you so much for speaking with me. Is there anything that you'd like our listeners to know about Collard City Growers or the plant swap?
Well, we are volunteer run at Collard City Growers, except for a few paid folks, and we love to have you in the garden. So even if those Friday afternoons don't work for you, please get in touch with me, and you can, you know, we can find another time when we can meet up in the garden and enjoy its abundance.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.